The church changes slowly as Christians learn to respect and listen to one another. The whisper of the Holy Spirit is heard in the shared voices, not only of the clergy, but the laity who come together to listen to each other. The church advances when the people of God hear each other and make appropriate choices. Since 2021, Catholics around the world have been consulted about their concerns for the church. These concerns have been gathered to be discussed during this month of October in Rome at the 16th Synod of Bishops. What is unique about this month-long meeting is that many laity have been invited to participate with the bishops to share their insights. Through this process, the Church desires to gain a clearer sense of what the Holy Spirit says to the Church today and to get a pulse of the Church. Next year at this time, the Synod will again meet to propose actual decisions that are to be in the best interest of the Church and its people. A brilliant scholar and teacher, Bernard Lonergan, specified 4 steps for the growth of a community such as the Church. First, the people must be attentive and listening. What is happening? What do we experience? Secondly, the people must intelligently explore why this is happening. Thirdly, the people must make the right decision or judgment based on moral values and the good of the people. And finally, they need to be responsible for what they have decided. They need to have the courage to act on their convictions. In today's gospel, Jesus invites his 2 sons to work in the vineyard. He asks the first son to go and work. The son said he would, but never did. He asked his other son to work in the vineyard, but the son said no. However, later he changed his mind and did go to work. Jesus asked the chief priests and elders what they thought, which is better. Both sons had refused to work in the vineyard or the reign of God. He challenges them as the sons who refused to work in the vineyard, while sinners repented and did come to work. Perhaps today we can say that one son represents those unwilling to listen. The other son represents those willing to listen and grow. After attentive listening, we may have a sense of the guidance of the Spirit and commit ourselves to where the Spirit leads. The father and vineyard owner, representing God the Father, waited patiently for his sons to decide and respond. When one eventually did, the father was overjoyed to have him come and join him in his work. Is it better to hold on to our preconceived ideas about the church? Or is it better to enter into face-to-face dialogue and carefully listen to one another to discover where the Holy Spirit is guiding the church? Does the Holy Spirit still speak to the church today? Can the Spirit's voice be heard through the gathering and community of the Synod? We reflect back to the earliest days of the church, to the Council of Jerusalem, a synod, where the disciples gathered to discover what the Spirit was asking regarding circumcision. After careful listening, they determined that the Spirit did not want them to maintain the practice of circumcision in that early community. In a different place in the Gospel, when people asked Jesus who were his mother and brothers, he responded that his mother and brothers, his family, were those who heard the word of God and acted upon it. They were the ones who attentively listened and then acted upon the word they heard. In the responsorial psalm today we prayed, Your ways, O Lord, make known to me. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me. For you are God, my Savior. In that same psalm we heard, He guides the humble to justice. He teaches the humble His way. Today we might ask which son describes us, the one who said yes but in reality never acted, or the one who said no then changed his mind and helped advance the mission of the church and the reign of God. The church grows slowly as Christians choose to respect and listen to one another.